ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أن الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا.
There was a man from Bani Israel. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. He lived on a jazeera, an island. He never used to do anything but worship. It was said that on this island that he lived on, the water that surrounded it, the sea, it was salty water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the slave of his by giving him sweet water. He used to consume sweet water from a place in the ocean and he used to drink from there. And every single day he would eat one rumman, one pomegranate. He would eat one pomegranate and he would drink that water and he wouldn't eat anything else or do anything else apart from worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did this for 500 years. When his time of departure came, he died in sujood. So this is a good death. This is the closest a slave is to his Lord in this world. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest a slave is to his Lord in this world is in the prostration. He died like this. So this is also indicating the kind of person he is. When he was resurrected, يوم القيامة, he was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith mentions, O slave of mine, enter into Jannah via my mercy. And he was taken aback by this. Yani, meaning that he worshipped Allah for 500 years and he dedicated his life, he committed his life. He didn't do anything else whatsoever. He's thinking, I entered into Jannah through the mercy of Allah, and perhaps somebody who never worshipped Allah at all, Allah is merciful towards them and he also enters them into Jannah. So was there even like a true point of anything I did if I didn't enter through my hard work and my efforts? So he said, Ya Allah, I want to enter through my good deeds. I want you to deal with me with adala, with justice. Justice means you did something, you are rewarded via what you did. You did something wrong, you are punished because of what you did. This is what he's asking for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted his request. And he said, if you want us to deal with you through justice and fairness, then there are a lot of things that we have bestowed upon you, a lot of blessings that we have given you. And we have given it to you through our mercy. Let us weigh these blessings that we have given you with the actions you did. And let's see after that how you enter into Al-Jannah. The slave, he said, okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he began with the blessing of sight. The blessing of sight was placed on a scale. And his good actions that he did that were accepted by Allah, that Allah was pleased with. It's not just actions. Actions that are accepted, that Allah is pleased with, that he was deserving of Jannah for, were placed on the other side of the scale. The blessing of sight alone outweighed the entire 500 years. The other blessings have not begun yet. The blessing of hearing, the blessing of seeing, all these other things haven't started. Now, because all of this was destroyed, he has no good deeds. And if you have no good deeds, you can't enter into Jannah. Look at where he was and where he is. He had good deeds and he had an opportunity to enter into Jannah, just not through the good deeds, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's approval. Now, even if you wanted to enter through your good deeds, you can't because you have none. He can't enter. And if you can't enter Jannah, then you've got to enter into Jahannam. He was taken by the angels and he was taken to the gates of Jahannam until he was just about to be thrown in. And then he made tawbah and he turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, I wish to enter into Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the angels to bring him back and he was admitted into Jannah through the mercy of Allah. So just like you are not deserving to enter into Jannah through your good deeds, then a person, Jahannam, a person cannot necessarily say he's deserving to enter into Jahannam because of bad deeds. And we are not allowed to do this, as we know. We can't say this person is a righteous person, he will enter into Jannah. And this person is a person who is sinful, he would enter into Jahannam. You cannot do this.